Texas AG sues NCAA to stop trans inclusion in women's sports. By Dylan Gwynn on December 22, 2024. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has sued the National Collegiate Athletics Association, NCAA, for deceptive marketing practices in advertising sporting events as women's competitions and then allowing males to compete. Specifically, Paxton accused the NCAA of violating the Texas Trade Practices Act. This law protects consumers from businesses that mislead or trick them into purchasing goods that are not as advertised. Paxton's suit accuses the NCAA of engaging in false, deceptive, and misleading practices by marketing sporting events as women's competitions only to then provide consumers with mixed-sex competitions where biological males compete against biological females. The NCAA is intentionally and knowingly jeopardizing the safety and well-being of women by deceptively changing women's competitions into co-ed competitions, Paxton said. When people watch a women's volleyball game, for example, they expect to see women playing against other women, not biological males pretending to be something they are not. Radical gender theory has no place in college sports. If successful, Paxton's suit would result in an injunction against the NCAA, preventing them from allowing transgender athletes to compete in Texas or involving Texas teams, or alternatively requiring the NCAA to stop marketing events as women's when in fact they are mixed-sex competitions, the suit states. In a statement to Fox News Digital, the NCAA did not address Paxton's allegations but claimed they would continue to ensure fair competition in women's sports. College sports are the premier stage for women's sports in America. And while the NCAA does not comment on pending litigation, the association and its members will continue to promote Title IX, make unprecedented investments in women's sports, and ensure fair competition in all NCAA championships, the organization said. The suit comes after a turbulent week on Capitol Hill in which senators blasted NCAA President Charlie Baker for failing to exclude trans athletes and protect female athletes from unfair competition or physical injury.